This week's sustaining member question is a lingering question from Thanksgiving about overtaking ovens. Over Thanksgiving, we invited a couple to Thanksgiving dinner. First, they asked if we could move the date to Friday. Then they asked if we could make it late Thanksgiving Day. Neither of these schedules worked, and frankly, Thanksgiving dinner is Thanksgiving dinner. If they needed out of the invitation, we simply needed to hear no. They were okay and arrived on Wednesday for the following day's activities. All along, I thought they were leaving on Thanksgiving Day after this one night stay. Big teaser there. On the evening of Thanksgiving, after an exhaustive day of cooking, eating, and entertaining, they didn't ask but announced they were spending another night. There was no, is this okay? The wife simply stated that we'll leave in the morning instead of tonight. It was a 2-hour drive for them. A bit dumbfounded, we did not let on that this was not expected nor appreciated. The real clincher is that this couple brought some dishes, but moved in and took over our kitchen. There are certain idiosyncrasies about each kitchen. One of ours is they started running tons of water, asking a million questions like, where is this? Where is that? I need this. I need that. It was exhausting. I had no control, and I did not know how to graciously ask them to get out of the kitchen. They thrust this familiarity upon us by presenting themselves as being friendly and helpful. For me, it was rude and unwanted. Even the turkey had to be done their way. I don't want to lose this friendship, but how might I handle this in the future so as not to turn the next holiday into this living nightmare? They are not family, but I need some language for welcoming them into the home and asking them to help with some tasks, but drawing the line away from their bossing us around and taking over our own kitchen. Sincerely, Hark, holiday hosting help needed.
Oh my goodness, this is that this
National Lampoon's Christmas vacation.
We talk about this, that you know, a host is not supposed to be made to feel uncomfortable in their own home. I would have done the same thing that you had done. I would have accommodated the extra night. Not bad. You know, you do that even when a friend has had a drink too many. And so I just feel like that's an easy thing to do for the most part. I mean, if you don't actually have the room in your house, it's different. But I agree that it should have been set earlier. That's something you can also help take control of and be really clear. So just to be clear, you all are coming in on Wednesday and you're going to head out Thanksgiving night. Okay, got it. Or, oh, you wanted to stay an extra night. Well, yes, we actually do have the beds for that. Now you know. Or, oh, we don't have the room to accommodate, but here's a hotel that's right nearby. I would just say in the future, definitely anyone who's coming to your house, you get firm start and end dates out of them. To the next one, I don't know whether the dishes were asked to be contributed or not, but again, when you are planning that, if you are planning that, that's your time to say, just so that you know, we've got these dishes that are going to be being made in the kitchen at this time, so I'll need you to bring things ready to made or ready to just be reheated. That's one thing you can do. If they just bring things, then I think that's when you can use the element of surprise to your benefit. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I hadn't planned on this, but these dishes sound delightful. I think given what I know the rundown for tomorrow is for the big day, we're going to need to cook these tonight. So why don't we get started after dinner on them? You can start directing things like that for the surprise dish that's now come to your house.
I thought you were also going to say, and I think this is completely okay, we just won't be able to get this ready. I didn't
you
know.
Think if they brought all the stuff with them and it's
if there's only so much space in the oven, there's only so much space in the oven.
Yeah.
And again, you've got that surprise element that you can lean on,
mm-hmm.
and you make an explanation. You don't accuse them of mm-hmm. bringing this food, but you just say, oh, the stuffing and the turkey are going to take all the space in the oven. Can we microwave this or do we put it in the freezer and save it for tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so easy when you're tossed one of these to think, and basically have a string of Yosemite Sam coming out of your mouth. But it's so much easier to take that moment and vent and say, like, yes, this is really frustrating. Now, how can I make sure that what I need gets done and that these people feel welcome in my home? And my brain does always try to go to that place of, how am I going to keep them feeling welcome here? I'm not happy with them right now, but I want to keep them feeling welcome because that is your job as a good host. They have totally messed up their job as good guests, but that doesn't mean you have to mess up your job as a good host. Directing is kind of the best thing that you can do. we've already said that when it comes to those extra dishes, letting them know, okay, I'm dealing with this from noon to one. Therefore, from 10 to 12 is the time you're going to have to be able to make this. And let me get out what you might need ahead of time. Being the host who directs things can often eliminate the guest's ability to be asking you the million and one questions. Oh, you're making mashed potatoes. Okay, you're going to need something to whip them with. You're going to need a knife to cut the butter with. You're going to need this and that. And you can kind of run through your checklist of what they're going to need and then ask, is there anything else I'm forgetting? And show them where it is. That way you don't have a half an hour of where's this, where's that, where's this, where's that. It's 5 minutes in the beginning of helping to organize them. Here is the place where I think you get to say no. Your turkey. I think that if you are cooking that turkey, and we all know how long it takes to cook a turkey and just how precious the turkey is, I think, says the resident vegetarian, but I think that you get to say, oh, well, that does sound lovely, but this year I'm cooking our turkey this way. Oh, that sounds so wonderful. I'll have to get that recipe from you sometime. This year I'm doing the turkey this way. This year, I'm doing the turkey this way. Oh, that's so lovely. This year, I'm doing the turkey this way. Oh, that's wonderful. This is the recipe I'm using this year. You got it? You got it? You don't mess with someone's turkey.
So this is what we call firm and clear boundary setting?
In that positive, happy tone. I hear you. That your mom is the world's best turkey cooker. We're going to do the turkey this year this way. This way this year. Excuse me.
This is getting more and more Chevy Chase. I
oh,
love
look,
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation,
I know,
by the way.
I watched it last weekend.
All jokes aside, yeah. I think this is your task as a host, is to help your guests be good guests. I love your emphasis on holding yourself accountable to making them feel welcome. And
even when you don't want to.
Your secondary task as a host is to help someone be a good guest. And you're really mapping out the ways that you do that. You tell people what the parameters are for them to participate well. If there is a window of opportunity, oh, this 10 to 12 time, you map it out for them. If there's a way they can use the kitchen and not step on toes, you map it out for them. If it's just not going to be possible, you map that out for them. I'm sorry, this is the way we're doing the turkey this year. Not even I'm sorry. This is the way we're doing the turkey this year. Thank you for your suggestion. I like it, Cousin Lizzie. Holiday hosting help needed. We hope this helps with your holiday hosting.